Thank you, Madam Vice President. The multilateral system serves as the best vehicle to promote respect for and protection of human rights around the world. And in promoting human rights, we must consider and recognize all individuals. Some member states have attempted to use the UN system and/or domestic legislation to define what a family can be, or use restrictive definitions as a thinly veiled attempt to advance an anti-LGBTQ+ agenda. We must all acknowledge a simple truth. Diverse families exist everywhere in the world. This is not a political statement, it is a fact. Various family structures have been in existence since the beginning of time. Some examples include intergenerational households, grandparents raising grandchildren, single parents, adopted families, siblings raising siblings, foster families, and yes, families headed by same-sex couples. Some are made by choice, others by unforeseen circumstances. And we cannot forget, as the very first line of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights reminds us, we are all members of the human family. Instead of attempting to limit or even define a family, we should all be working to better protect and support family structures and individual family members as part of a cohesive society. Whether it is physical or mental health needs, challenges associated with working family members, childcare, or housing, all families need to be supported by their governments and the international community. As we address the evolving home life of families today, we must recognize and support diverse families across the globe.